Hey, I've got another episode of the Project Natty Goat podcast here for you. But right before we get into that, if I could ask for your help, please. A lot of people are sharing the podcast to their stories on Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and I really appreciate it. Like, it really does mean a lot that people are kind of responding well to this, and just thank you for that. So if you can keep that up, I will dance at your weddings. Or I'll write you into me will. Not that I've got fucking anything to give you, like. But if I could also ask you as well, just to leave a 5-star review on, like, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, look, I know fuck all about this stuff. I'm just copying what the other podcasters say. I do need to actually learn how to do this shit properly. But for now, let's just go with that. Keep sharing. Give us a 5-star review if you think it's a 5-star podcast. If you think it's a 1-star podcast, still give us a 5-star review. Fuck it. We're all friends here. Right. So, thank you for your support and enjoy the episode. God damn. Oh, my word. Oh, this mic's all fucked up. Jesus Christ. That's better. Oh, right. So, it's like it's 4:30, but I've been up for 12 hours. I just woke up. In fact, no, 13. I woke up at 3:30. And I was starting to fucking train at 4:30. This is like, I'm just getting into the habit of just waking up when it happens now. Like, I got to bed early, so I got to get my sleep. Ugh, but I need to be getting to bed earlier and earlier and just try and get into the habit of doing that. It's going to be better for me in the long run. I'm so much more productive when I wake up super early. And now with it being 4:30 and I feel like I've done a lot of work today. Like, I'm like, if I get some stuff done, great. If not, nah, not arsed. Just gotten back from the gym, so the garage gym. Man, I fucking love it in there. So I'm just working deadlift techniques. I'm working into sumo. So I just did 10 singles with 150k hook grip, 5-count pauses at the top, and I'm gonna keep doing that for a while. I want to see what happens with me getting stronger off on squats. I want to see what happens to my deadlift as a result. So I'm just looking at improving my just me grip basically. And to be honest with you though, it's only 150, but it feels strong as out. Like, I can just feel like me really squeezing the shit out of my thumb, but it feels relaxed at the same time as well. Like, it hangs low in the hand, and I think I'm onto something here with a hook. Fuck, like, if I get this figured out, I could. Like, I've assumed, like, when I've been strong on conventional deadlift, and I've just randomly pulled sumo with straps in the past. Like, I've pulled 350 first time before when I was like a 340 puller conventional. It's just like my leverages are so good for it, but like, it's always my grip that lets me down because I don't like the alternating grip with sumo because your underhand, like, your leg gets in the way of your underhand, but if you go hook grip and double overhand, like, it glides up your leg and you don't have that issue. So it's like, you always feel great doing sumo with straps, but if you go alternated grip, when it gets heavy, it's so easy to hitch it. But when you go double overhand, you can lock your hips early, and it's just such a fucking smooth lift if you get it right and you've got the right leverages for it. And I'm confident that I can do quite a bit with this. So then after my deadlifts, I just hit 4 sets of 4 with 150 on pause squats. Pause high bar squats. So the idea there is, so when I went up at 245 the other day, so 237.5, I managed to stay upright and it looked relatively the same as the descent. So when I actually exploded out of the hole and came back up to the top, it looked like the same kind of plane of movement as when I did the descent, which is what you want your squats to always look like. But then when I went 245, my legs weren't strong enough to keep myself upright, so my hips pushed back, put the load into my back, and then I stood up from there. So it worked, it moved smooth, like it was still pretty quick, but it's just like, if you could keep going heavier, you end up rounding the shit out of your back, and it's just not good. So the idea behind the assistance that I'm choosing, it's all things that are making it easier for you to stay in an upright position. So if you drop that bar down to your rear delts, then your body's going to lean forward more, so the bar stays over your midfoot, and so that like you don't fall over forwards or backwards. And then the further forward that bar comes, the more upright your torso is. So that's why when you front squat, some people can just like not have any kind of forward flexion of the spine at all, and like it all depends on your ankle mobility in that, of course. So I'm trying to get stronger on high bar, and not just stronger, but better conditioning on high bar, so that I can hold that form and that shape later into the sessions and deeper into the percentages. So like I reckon I could probably have squatted like 255, 260, but it would have been fucking disgusting. So then the more I do this, that max isn't necessarily going to go up, but my ability to hold form at the higher percentages is going to improve the more conditioned I get. So with that in mind, I'm really trying to squat as many times as I can. I'm not planning anything. The only thing I'm planning is probably taking Fridays off and then Saturdays going in there and just, I'm looking to try and do like 237 and a half or two or three reps in on this next Saturday, I think. And then all the other sessions are just going to be like tempo work, pause squats, high bar work, front squats, maybe even some lunges, things like that, just to try and get the quads nice and strong. And I might even throw in some bodybuilding variations, so I might try and work on that outer sweep, like my inner thigh, the teardrop, that's pretty developed through squatting nice and deep all these years, but the outer thigh isn't as pronounced. So if I bring my feet together, point my toes out, that's going to emphasize that, and I can do that with real light weight for real high reps, just for a little bit of extra cheap volume. So, man, feeling good, like, feeling really good. So I'm trying to get a bit more active on YouTube. So I've got links to all, to everything you need on my Instagram profile. through Linktree. So get yourself on there, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm trying to give you as much of an insight into how I plan my days and how I plan my training, so that you can hopefully take it into your own lifestyles and make it work for you. So I'm trying to I'm just trying to just show people like that you don't need to be so fucking anal and scientific all the time. God, I got this fucking top hauling up like. And while I get the grips with all this YouTube stuff, I'm not going to be taking on any one-on-one clients until I feel like I can handle the workload. So I'm just getting the grips with this. I'm trying to make everything that I'm doing right now a habit. And I'll start opening up some one-on-one coaching clients, hopefully within the next 6 weeks or so. But if anybody is looking to work with me, if you are thinking about that, I have a group on WhatsApp called Fitness in Threes, and it's primarily a habit building service, to where like trying to get you to make good physical decisions every day, but then also bleeding that over into nutrition. So it's $49.99, and that is going to get you access until the end of September. So you'll get my phone number, I pop up in there all the time. There's loads of documents on like on nutrition, on training, like why we do three physical things every day, things like that, and just trying to help you to try and fit these things into your lifestyle. The people who are in there right now are having a lot of success with it, and it's what I did at the start of lockdown, and right now I'm in the best mindset I've ever been in. So like I feel like it does work, and if you fancy it, so it's not gonna, once the end of September comes and we've gotten through that, it's not going to be that price again. This is just an introductory offer. So if you fancy that, get yourself in there. And then also as well, when I open up coaching spots, I'm going to be more inclined to work with the people who are already in fitness in threes, because we'll both know how each other works, because that's a big part of the thing. I'm not just going to accept you because you're willing to pay the money. I want to know that you're dedicated and you're going to be actually putting a lot of effort into this, because I certainly will be. Right. Not much more else to say, really. I'm going to have some food. I'm going to get an early night. I'm going to wake up and do it all over again. But I think tomorrow's going to be a rest day. I think I'm just going to try and just keep my activity really low tomorrow. I might get the guitar out. Get the guitar. Right. Hope everybody's had a good day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow at 12. I'll try and be on time as well. It's had fucking shitloads on, that's all. Right. Bye.